Today's shiur will be starting from Daf Vav Amud Beis at the very bottom. And we mentioned last time that we're going to see a series of cases, four cases, that Rabbi Chama will be paskening, and the nature of his psak will be his statement, Bedin Koma Akev. To appreciate that, of course, we'll have to learn the cases, but you'll be siding with one of the claimant's claims. The first case, and we've indicated throughout this sugil, which extends till Zayim Ad Beis, under the Nosei, we've featured a triangle, one over here, and if you glance over to Zayim Ad Aleph, you'll see already on the outside of your margin the Nosei with a triangle, two, and a three, and on Zayim Ad Beis, four. These are the cases that Rav Chama will be paskening on. Nosei number one, and we'll read as introduction what we've written on the side. Bayis v'aliyah, you have a two-story structure. Shehiski lishkoya bakarka. The structure started to sink. We see that there are many homes that cracks start forming along the walls. They refer to that as the property is settling. In this case, it's going to be a more severe situation where the property is literally sinking, however, the floor of the street level floor, that's going to be remaining in place. In other words, the walls are sinking, where the floor remains in place. We've written on the side, we said, Shehisu lishkoa bakarka, v'lohoya efshir lebal habayis likones bamida. Reached a certain point where the owner of the lower structure couldn't enter erect. He couldn't, in a standing erect fashion, he had to bend over and eventually crawl into his house, because the walls were sinking and the floor was remaining at original level. Let's see what ensues. Hano Beitre, Dahavu Dairi. You have two people. In this case, it's actually two brothers that divided a Yerusha. They divided an inheritance. Chad Havedayer Eloi. One lived in the upper level. V'chad Havedayer Tatoi. And this is featured in illustration 111. Isbar tatoi. Isbar literally means broke, but in this case it means the walls started to sink. The walls of the lower structure, the fellow in the lower structure, he was seriously affected, so that's why it's saying here that his wall started to sink. It means the whole structure effect started to sink. Omale tatoi liloi. Ta vinivne. The owner of the lower structure said to his brother of the upper structure, let's knock down the entire structure and rebuild it. Amarlei, ano shapik, kotat yurno. I'm living well. The guy in the upper structure, maybe he was getting a closer view of the ground, but the dimensions of his house remained the same. His floor was the ceiling of the lower guy, but he had his floor and everything was the same for him. Notice the word da'irno. Grammatically, as we mentioned before, it's a compound word. The suffix no is I. Dor ano. I am living. So I'm living well. Amale. So lower man says back. Istere ano v'ivne. Okay, you don't want to contribute to these efforts? I'll do it all. I'll knock down the structure and rebuild it. Omar. The fellow from the upper floor says, Lesli duchta lemederba. I have no place to live in the meantime. Amalei, ano ogelach duchta. So the lower fellow says, I'll rent for you a place. Amalei, lo torachna. It's too much of a trouble for me. Amalei, lo komistali. Well, I can't live like this. I can't walk in my front door anymore. Amalei, shofa kresoch. The old shofa kresoch upok. Get down on your belly and crawl in, and get down your belly and crawl out. Omar Rav Chama, Vedina Koma Akev. The upper fellow's claim is justified. He can insist that for me it's a tircha to find to go move to a new place, and it's a little difficult living for you. Those are the facts of life. Well, Vahani Mili. This is qualified, however. This is illustrated in 114. This is provided that the beams of the ceiling of the upper guy of the ceiling of the lower guy, which is really the floor of the upper guy. Those are the kshuri that the we'll refer to as the floor of the upper guy, doesn't come within 10 tfachim of the ground. Aval motu kshuri lamata me'asara, if the floor of the upper guy comes within 10 tfachim of the ground, motzi amale, then the lower guy has the following successful claim. Lamata me'asara, under 10 tfachim, which means within 10 tfachim, reshusa didi hu, velo mishabed loch. It's my domain, and I'm not beholden to you. Vehani nili, all of what we've said till now is under the following circumstance, delo asnu gabi hadodi, that they had made no preconditions when they divided their property. Aval asnu gabi hadodi, sasri ubonu. If, however, they made some type of agreement whereby they agreed that if the property sinking starts, then and we're going to knock down and rebuild the house, then they have to abide by their agreement. Okay, v'chi asnu b'hadi adodi ad kama. Let's say they did make an agreement that if sinking starts, they're going to rebuild. At what point? So it sinks a half an inch. Is that grounds for rebuilding the whole thing? So at what point? Ad kama. Omru Rabbonon kamei de rova mishmei de marzucher berei de Rav Nachman di Omar mishmei de Rav Nachman ke'oise shishaninu. Rav Nachman represents the first approach to the question of ad kama. So he says the standard is like we learned elsewhere. There's a description of the building of the Beis Hamikdash where the dimensions of the Beis Hamikdash were as follows. Rumo, the height, was equals kechatzi orko kechatzi rochbo. If you add half the length and half the width, take those dimensions, add them together, that will give you the height in this case of the Beis Hamikdash. So that would be the formula for figuring out at what point there's an encroachment on height in our case of the sinking house. Amale Rabbah. Rabbah heard what was said in the name of Rav Nachman. He responds and he says, Lav amino lechu, didn't I once tell you, lo titlu be buki sriki b'Rav Nachman? Don't hang empty bottles on Rav Nachman. It means don't say foolish things in his name. Hachi amar Rav Nachman. Thusly said Rav Nachman in response to the question of Ad Kama, Kedidairi inshi, as is normal for people to dwell. In other words, you might have had a home, a lower structure with a nice tall ceiling. It started to sink. Okay, that's not the end of the world. If he can live as people normally live, they don't have to knock down the structure. So the more asks Vekamos, well, how much is that? This the Dairi inshi. Omar Avuna Brev Yeshua, Tihechi Da'aili Isuraiso de Mechuze Vehodar. This is illustrated in 116. It would be a height whereby a person enters his structure, he enters the room, with a bundle of reeds and twirls it around. It was a known dimension, there was a standard reed length dimension. You could bring this bundle of reeds into your house and twirl it around and not hitting the ceiling, then they would not have to be, but at the point, they wouldn't have to rebuild, but at the point that it starts to hit the ceiling, it indicates it's getting too low, and then they would have to rebuild. Another case. We indicated on the outside of the margin, the nosei, number two, kir shel shochein shebonui mul chalonos beso shel sheni umafilolav. One person has a house with windows. The neighbor builds a wall opposite the windows of the house, creating darkness. We call them, this sugya deals with light rights. Hahu gavra, dava boni ashisa, a wall, achore kavi de chavre, opposite the windows, kavi the windows of his friend. Omale, komaflisli. I'll fail. You're making it dark for me. The claims are going to appear in stages, and they're numbered off. As you go down this section of Gemara, you'll notice little numbers in circles. These are all stages of claims. Omale. Oh, the darkness is bothering you. Sacharno loch, aha. This is featured in illustration 117 Aleph. You know what I'll do? I'll block up your existing window. I'll brick it up. The avidna loch kovi li'el ma'ashisoi. That's 117 Bays. He says, I'll make windows for you in your house. I'll make windows at a height above the height of my wall, above my wall. So the light will enter your new higher windows without being blocked by my wall, because the height of my wall is lower than the height of the new windows. Amale, well, if you do that, the owner of the house says, Komaris le la shisoi. We saw this in yesterday's Gemara, where person feels that this maris is weakened, so she said you'll be weakening the by banging in the wall of my house to make the new windows. You're going to weaken the wall. Amale, so the fellow who has the wall says, Sasarno loch la shisoch ad duchto de kavi. Okay, I won't bang holes in the wall. What I'll do is I'll knock down your wall until the point of the old windows. That's ad duchta, until the place of the kavi of the windows. Ubonino lo, and I'll rebuild the wall. The avidno lo kavi bebinyon li'el me'ashisoi. And in the new wall construction, I'll make windows as I'm building the new wall. I'll have windows built into the new walls, as opposed to what was mentioned before, banging out windows. Omale. So the owner of the house says, Ashisa mitatoi mitato atika, whom the eil chadato lo kaimo. A wall, the lower part of which is old, this is featured in illustration 118, where the lower section is old and there's a newer upper section, doesn't stand well. I want to just make an editorial comment. That we often say that one who learns Torah, the Mishnah says, Hafoch ba v'hafoch ba dekula ba. Go through Torah, learn it thoroughly, you'll notice everything is in it. Here we're learning a sugi of Gemara, and at the same time, we're getting lessons in engineering. Gemara continues. Omale, so the fellow who has the wall, says Sasarno lo ad le aro ubonino lo. I'll knock down this wall of your house that has the windows in it. I'll knock it down to the ground. Ubonino lo v'avidno lo kavi begavo, and I'll reconstruct the entire wall with windows above the height of my wall. Omale, the owner of the house says. One new wall in an older structure, three walls of the old structure, just doesn't stand well. Omale, this guy loves his wall. He says, you know what? Sasarno lo lekule besa, I'll knock down your entire house. Ubonino loch kavi bebinyona, and I'll rebuild a new house for you with windows above the height of my wall. Amale, Leslie Duchta Lemedar, but I have no alternative place to live. Amale says, I'll rent a place for you. Amale, Lo Tarachna. You notice the arrows here, and the markings indicate we've seen this argument once before. It's too much of a trouble for me, he says. Amar of Chama, Bedin, Kama Akev. The reason we marked off the Gemara as we did wasn't just to draw your attention to something similar, but it's in anticipation of the Gemara's Kasha right now. Gemara's Hainu Hach, V'hasu Lomali. What do I need these two psokim of Rav Chama for? It's essentially the same idea. Gemara answers, Ha Kamashmon, the Chiddush of case number two, of triangle two, the case of the wall and the windows and the darkening, the Afagav de lo mishtamish el tivno beit sivi biyamo. Even though it's a house, a structure that he doesn't use as a domicile, he uses as a storage facility for his straw and for his wood. Even so, he can claim the claims that he made. Now, say number three. We glance at the side. And we see Shnei Achim Shechoku Nichsehem, two brothers that divided their property. Echod Notal Bayis Vechod Notal Gino. One took a house as his part of the inheritance, and the other one took the garden. Balagino Rotza Livnos Kir Mulha Bayis Shenotal Ochiv. And the fellow who took garden wants to build a wall in the garden that's opposite the house. Uvekach Yafilov, and it's going to create darkness in the house. The Gemara inside. Hano Beitre Achi, two brothers. The Palgi Bahadi Adodi, they divided together. They divided their inheritance. Chad Matya Spalida, one received as his section, as his portion, a nice structure, nice dwelling. The Chad Matya Tarbita, and the other took the garden. There's an illustration 120, which can benefit. The Rashi, in the middle of the Omid of Rashi, Tarbitza, he says, Gino Shebetzad HaTraklin Shehoisa Me'ira Letocho. There was a garden, and light used to come into the house from the area of the garden. Gemara continues, Ozalahu Dematya Tarbitza, he, the one who received the garden, Veka Boni Ashisa Apuma Dispelida. This is featured in illustration 121. You see there he built a wall at the entrance to the building. Amalei kamaflis alai. Hey, you're making it dark for me. Amalei bedidi kabanin. I'm building the wall in my property. Like too bad. Rashi's found bedinafshoi ano banina. Slight a change in Lashon from the text we have, the Girsa we have in the Gemara, but he says nevertheless, B'sheli ani bone, I'm building it in my property, in the garden, which is the section I received as the inheritance. V'ato einucho alai cheskas oro shel sholor shonim. Dehashtahu depalginhu. You don't have light chazaka, light rights that Rashi claims might be achieved after 3 years. Of course, in an analysis of the sukya, one would want to analyze this cheskas ora in light, pun fully intended, in light of the sukya before, which dealt with use rights that we said are achieved rapidly. Why Rashi makes mention of 3 years, that's a topic of further investigation. Nevertheless, we have the controversy between these two brothers. Omar of Chamo bedin ka Omar le. When he claims that he built it on his property, true, it might be casting shadows and creating darkness for the fellow who took the house. That's too bad. He has a legal claim. The Gemara continues with the new marking. This house form, on the outside margin, we indicate the mivneh. This is going to be a ma'akav. You'll notice that the house form is flipping back and forth. It's our way of illustrating a play-by-play, a back-and-forth discussion. The point up will represent kushios al Rav Chama, questions challenging Rav Chama's psak, and flipped over, you'll see those will be responses. Amalei Ravina, the Rav Ashi. He addresses his question to Rav Ashi, the challenge to Rav Chama's psak. Maishno meha desanya. What is different from the case of Rav Chama as opposed to what's taught here in the following Tanaic source, and you can see that's framed off. Shnei achim shechoku. Echod mehem notal sode kerem. V'echod mehem notal sode lovon. One took a vineyard as his portion of the inheritance, and the other one took a grain field. Yeshlo lebala kerem dalan amus b'selovan shalmanas kein choku. The one who took the vineyard has, in addition to the vineyard, four additional amos that encroach into the grain field as part of his holding. And it says shalmanas kein choku because it was under those circumstances with that understanding that he gets four amas. the four amas that were just mentioned has to do with halachas of kilayim, that there has to be a gap of four amas between the vineyard and the grain field. So, and those four amas are from the edge of the vines into the grain field, the Baal HaKerem receives. The Gemara, so what are we supposed to assume from this question? You see that the Baal HaKerem gets something in addition to the basic kerem, he also gets these four amas. So when the fellow got the house, you would assume he also got the light rights as well. No, he says, rejection. No, over there was a financial adjustment made. It's true there was a division of property, but when the Baal HaKerem got an additional four amas into the grain field, he paid for it. He compensated the brother for those four amas. Or response to that question, Avol Hochomai. In the case of the garden and the mansion, Delo Olu Lahadadi, do you think there wasn't some kind of financial adjustment made? Shuftini are fools. Do you think we're talking about a guy who's a fool? That one guy would take an ispalida, a mansion, and the other one would take a garden, and there would be no financial adjustment? Unless the gold was growing on the trees of that particular garden, who in their right mind would accept that as an equitable division? Ella, what really happened? What must have happened? The fellow who took the garden received a handsome sum from the fellow who took the house. So there was some kind of financial adjustment made. So if Olu Lahadadi is reason for assuming that all additional rights are insured, so that would be the same case here as well. Amalei, Nehi de Olu Lahadadi Demei Livni Kshuri Vahudri. We can assume there was a financial adjustment to compensate for the physical value of the bricks and the beams and all the physical materials and construction of a house. However, Demei Avira Lo Olu Lahadadi. But as far as air rights are concerned, light rights, this type of non-physical rights, that one would not assume was part of a financial adjustment. So at this point, where are we holding? We're holding with the Rav Chama Psak in place, where he said, Bedin Karmale. The more I insist, though, on continuing challenges. The Lema Le Meikora, let the fellow who received the house say as follows, Meikora Ispulida Palgis Li, Hashto Mashvis Li in Deruna. When we made our division, it was for me to receive a normal house. Now you've made it into a dark room. And in Deruna, a dark house. That's not what that was not part of the division. Rashi, Vahashta in Deruna, Cheder Ofel. Vani almanas ispolido nasati ilui domim. When I compensated you, I paid you for the garden. I paid you because I received the mansion and you received the garden. A mansion is worth more, so I paid you. In my paying you, it was with the understanding that I would maintain a normal lit house, not a dark room. Omar Rav Simi Barashi, Shmo Bialma Polagle. No, the fellow who had received the garden and put up a wall say, yeah, I know that you paid me and there was a financial adjustment, and when you paid me for something called a house. As far as the quality of the house, the light quality, that wasn't part of the understanding. We divided something in name. That's what this expression means, Shmol bi'alma polag. It was something in name. A house, what you have is a house. And in fact, there's precedent for this type of argument. Milo Tanya, don't we have a source that indicates such a thing? Ha'omer, beis kur ofer ani mocher loch. I'm selling you, a base core is generally understood to be a specific dimension. It's a 30 saw dimension. I'm selling you a field, or in this case, a field of 30, of a base core. Afal pi she'eino elo lesech higio. If it turns out to be only 15 saw, a half a base core, the deal holds. Higio, the deal is consummated. Shelo machalo elo shmo. Well, see, we're selling something in name. For who the miskiri base core? Provided that that area was called the base core. I think that you have examples of places where a place might be called the vacation resort of a thousand islands. Well, it doesn't mean that in that vacation resort there's a thousand islands. There might be many more. It's called a thousand islands. That's called something in name. Another example, Pardes ani mochelach. Guy claims they make a deal on a Pardes, Alpha Bishan Bo Rimonim. Even though what you expect pomegranates to be growing there, and there are none, Higio, the deal goes through. Shalom Mochalo the Shma. Food the miskiri Pardes, provided the people around call it Pardes. Kerem ani mochelach. Alpha Bishan Bo Gifanim. Higio, the deal still goes through. Shalom Mochalo Elo Shma. So who the miskiri, comma, provided they refer to it by that name. In light of that, what comes out, the claim of the garden fellow who put up the wall would stand. He says, listen, you took something called a house. The fact that it became dark, that doesn't violate the terms of the financial adjustment that we agreed upon. Gemara continues, me dummy. Hasam motzi omar le mocher lelokech shmo zvinilach. Haha. However, in our case, motzi omar le, the fellow who received the house could say, adaita dahochi palgi de da'irno beik hechi de doro avoson. In the case featured in the Tanaic source that was in the frame, there the seller can say, I sold you something in name. Here, however, the fellow who took the house said, when I divided with you and made the financial adjustment and gave you compensation, I anticipated living here as father lived here. And father lived in a lit house. Amru le mar yenuko mar kshisha brei rav chisto rav ashi. Colon. Nehardoi l'tamayu. Rav Chama was from Nehardo. So it was a school of sages, of Talmidei Chachomim that came from Nehardo. And Rav Chama, being from Nehardo, go according to the Nehardo school of learning. The Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, who was also from Nehardo. So that's what was meant by the Nehardoin people follow their school of psak. What does Shmuel say? Ho'achin shecholku, when brothers divide, what are they dividing? They're dividing a piece of property that father once used in total. When the brothers divide, ein lohen lo derech zelze, velo chaloinoi zelze, velo sulamo zelze, velo amas hamayim zelze. Vizharu bohen shalochus kvuos hein, and be careful; these are established points of law. Let us go over the different rights that the brothers do not have, one over the other. We said, lo derech ze al ze. I think in English there's an expression, easement rights. The rights to cut through property. If one brother has a property on the main road and the other property is set off the main road, and in order to get to the inner property, you have to cut through the outer property, even though father held both and he obviously walked all over wherever he wanted on his property. Here the fellow who received the inner property cannot assume he has the right to cut through the outer property. V'lo amas hamayim zal zeh. Here's an illustration, 127, that it might have a piece of property that's the two properties that are being divided between the brothers. One borders a river, and the other one does not. In order to have water drawn from the river to the inner property, a type of canal, a ditch has to be dug through the outer property to draw water to water the inner property. So the inner brother cannot do that. The example that was just prior to the case of Amas Hamayim, we had two other examples. There was a case of Lo Chalonos Zalzeh. That's not underlined in our Gemara because that is the issue of light rights. And he cannot complain if one brother does something on his own property that disturbs the amount of light benefiting the other fellow. And Velo Sulamo Zalzeh, there's an illustration, 126, that illustrates the issue of he cannot rest a ladder in the chotzer of one brother in order to get to his higher, his second story dwelling. Up till this point, we were studying the psak of Rav Chamo and the Nahar Doi school. However, the Rav Omar, the Gemara presents a dissenting opinion, Yesh Lohen. They disagrees with Shmuel and claims that the brothers do have these rights. Number four. Our Nosei on the side indicates the following. Hahu shtar shel yesoimim ligvois chayvas avihem. The orphans, the children that are heirs, they inherited a shtar from their father, entitling their father to collect the debt. The father had loaned money. So the Yisomim have this shtar. The Yotze Kenegdo Shoivar Shekvar Shulam Laviem. And there appears a counter document, a shovar, a receipt, that the loan was paid up. Inside the Gemara, Hahu Shtara Diyasmi, Dinofik Ole Tavra. Tavra is the receipt. Omar Rav Chama, Agvuye lo magvinon le, umikra lo karinon le. Point Aleph is, we don't allow them to collect. However, point Beis, we don't tear it up either. We don't tear up their shtar that entitled them to collect the loan. We don't tear it up. The Gemara reviews the points, Aleph and Beis. As you can see, we've maintained the Aleph and Beis markings that explains each one of the points just mentioned. Aleph, Agvuye lo magvinon le, we don't enable them to collect the loan. The Nafak Tavro le, there's a Tavro Shovar. Notice the Aramaic word Tavro, Shin and the Tuf interchange. Hence you have the same word referred to here. There's a receipt, Beis, mikrolo karinon le. We don't tear up the shtar either. Why? The chigadli yasmi, when these young heirs, who are referred to as yisoimim, when they grow older, dilma maisu raya umeira le. They might be able to bring proof that the signatories on the shovar, on the receipt, were phonies, liars, and thereby enabling them to, in effect, collect. Amalei Rav Acha Brei Derov LeRavina Hilchasamai. How should we rule on these cases? Amalei Ravina responds, Bekulu Hilchasa K'Rav Chamo Labar Mitavra. With the miracle of markings, it's very easy in this particular Gemara to notice what all the Kulu are referring to. With a very rapid scan, you can see where our 1, 2, and 3, they were all in triangles. You can see where each one of those cases appeared. Right? The Bar Mitavra, with the exception of case number 4, which featured the shtar that the Yesomim inherited, and the shovar that countered the shtar. Why? Why is it that we're not going to paskin like Rav Chama, and we're going to assume the shovar to be authoritative? The Sadi witnesses, Bishakri lo machzikinon. We don't assume witnesses to be liars. We had said previously that maybe the shovar, maybe the shovar later on will be proven to have been signed by liars. We don't make assumptions like that. So the Shofar remains authoritative. However, that was Ravina's approach to these cases. We indicated that by a number one. Number two, Mar Zutra Breda Rav Mori Omar, B'ho Nami Hilchasok Rav Chama. In this case also, in the Shofar case number four, we'll go like Rav Chama Dim Isa, the Tavra Ma'al Yehu, if it really were a true, reliable Shofar, it should have appeared in the father's lifetime. Umidalo afke, in the fact that it wasn't pulled out, it wasn't produced in the lifetime of the father, shmamino ziyufi zaife, this serves as an indication that it was forged, that the shofar is not reliable. A shofar was forged, and therefore we won't tear up the shtar as Rav Chama asked him before. Mishnah. Koifen oisoi livnos beis shar videlis lechotzer. We've seen the case of the beis shar, or the illustration beis shar, in a previous Gemara. We have a road and a chotzer that's built along a road, a chotzer with houses opening into the chotzer. The Mishnah indicates, tells us that we can force all the members of the chotzer to contribute to the building of a gate into this wall, and a guard booth, beis shar, a guard booth, and a delis, the delis opening into the chotzer. So you have a guard booth. Generally speaking, one can assume the guard booth was on the outside of the wall. On the inside of the wall was the chotzer, and we're featuring here also a doorway that's built in the chotzer wall. There are illustrations that serve to assist. There's illustration 130. In that illustration, you see a beis shar. There's also an illustration 19, that was illustrating the earlier Gemara. Illustration 19. That features the delis, the doorway into the wall of the chotzer. The Mishnah continues. Rabon Gamliel, Rab Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer kol hachatzeros rios lebe shar. The Gemara will explain that. Koifenoi se livnos leir, choma, udlosayin, uboriach. Talking about municipal obligations of the citizenry, they must contribute to a municipal wall and entranceways and locks. The illustration that accompanies this would be 131. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, lo kol ha'yoros ru'uyos l'chova. Rav Shimon Gamliel appears, as we saw in the previous section of Mishnah, not all cities need to have walls. The Gemara will explain. How much time must a person dwell in the city to be expected to contribute to municipal payments? Yud beis chodesh, 12 months. However, kona ba beis dira harehu kanshe ho'ir miyad. If a fellow bought a house in a city, that makes him part of the city immediately. The topic that we'll be dealing with now is, on the side, we indicate under our nosei, beis shar l'chotzer, ha'im hu dover tov olo. What's the negative side of a beis shar? Demonea me'aniim kabolas ezroth. The aniim walk along the outside, and they would ordinarily call into the chotzer, hey, I mean, can you spare something? Can you help me? If you have a beis shar, so the beis shar would serve as a block between the chotzer entrance and the public. What's he going to do? He's going to stand on the outside of the beis shar and shout. The voice isn't going to penetrate that and eventually get into the chotzer. So that's the negative side of a beis shar. So the Gemara asks, L'meimro de beis shar mal yusahi. From the fact that our Mishnah said it, person can be forced to contribute to that, it must be a positive thing. Are we to suggest it's a malus, it's a positive thing? It was a pious individual that Eliyahu Novi used to communicate with him. Ovad Beishar, Vesulo Mishnoi Badei. This chosid, Beita Beishar. And lo and behold, Elio stopped communicating with him. Rashi, at the beginning of the Gemara commentary in the middle, he says, Velo ishtoi badei lefi shemafsik be'aniyim hatzo'akim ve'ein koilum nishma. This beishar blocks the calling of the poor people, and their voice is no longer heard. So the Gemara answers, and you'll notice by skimming down the next several lines, you'll see 1 through 4, and there's a squiggle underlining of the expression viboy seima, the squiggle underline we use often when you have alternatives. And here you'll have alternative answers. So we have to resolve. On the one hand, we've got our Mishnah, which indicates the Beishar is a positive thing. On the other hand, we have this Maise with the Chosid and Elio indicating it's a negative thing. We will be seeing illustrations 132 to assist in understanding the Gemara. It says, Lo Kasha, Ha mi gavoy, Ha mi baroy. If the Beishar is constructed from within, then there's a problem. What would happen? The Oni would come to the entrance to the Chotzer. He'll, let's say, shout in, but the voice will be blocked by the Beishar that's further in. Ha mi baroy. However, if the Beishar is on the outside, so the voice of the Oni is not blocked. But let's take a look at the Rashi. Mi baroy. Eino mafsik b'fonav shrei nichnas l'socho. The Oni is able to go into the Beishar. Ukshein lo delas askinan. And we're talking about a case where there's no door to the Beishar. It just goes right into the Beishar. Not like we had understood previously when we were initially presenting the sugya. But that's the nature of learning a Mishnah and then learning the Gemara to explain it. The Gemara continues. V'boy seima. Can have both situations, the positive and the negative, with the Beishar on the outside. For lo kasha, ha de is le delas. The negative will be if the Beishar has a door to it, talking about the door of the Beishar, that, well, if there's a door to the Beishar, so the Yoni can't get into the Beishar. Ha de les le delas. If there's no delas to the Beishar, so the Yoni just scampers right in, unblocked. Both the positive and negative cases are where the Beishar has in fact a delis. Velo kashio, de is le posachas, ha de les le posachas. If the door has a lock to it, so then it's negative. If the door has no lock to it, so open the door. You can open the door and get in. Iboy seimo ha de is le posachas. Velo kashio. Ha de posachas didei mi gavoy, ha de posachas didei mi baroy. If the lock is on the inside of the door, so the Oni cannot manipulate the lock to get in. However, if the lock is on the outside of the door, we're not talking about a necessarily a lock with a combination, but more primitive type of lock that you just jiggle the different elements as illustrated, and you can loosen the lock and get in, and if that's on the outside, so then the Beishar is a positive thing. Then we had Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer. The Gemara continues, turning now to his comment. He said that all cases aren't the same. Tanya, we have a Tanaic source. You can see that's framed, and in addition to that, there appears a double underlining. Let us take a look at the side. We have a nosei and mivneh. The double underline says that indicates that lo kol achatzeros, and we also see lo kol ayoros. They're not all the same. Hezberim shor shgam liel al dvorav b'mishnah. Now we'll find elaboration of what he said in the Mishnah. Tanya shmul liel omer lo kol achatzeros rios lebeishar el achatzer aleph hasmuch lirishus rabim rios lebeishar. If it's a chotzer that runs along a rishus harabim, that needs a beishar. V'sheinos smuchel rishus harabim, ain't a rule of beishar. Let's take a look at the Rabbeinu Gershom. You'll find him under the Tosfos in the wide lines. Chotzer ha smuchel rishus harabim tzorach beishar klomar im mavui she'eno mefulash v'yesh bo chatzeros osan shebifnim ein srichus shar v'lohoyu kofin aval oysa hasmucho l'rishus harabim sorich v'hoyu kofin. So it all depends on where the chatzer is located. If it's a chatzer that's part of an alley that's set off of the rishus harabim, they don't need the beishar. However, if it's one of the chatzeros that's alongside the rishus harabim, that needs it. V'rabbanon, in the marking system, we often will squiggle underline a name that's trying to respond. Someone that's trying to respond. So we need to hear the response of the Rabbanon that don't make this distinction that Rav Shimon Gamliel just made. They said that there's always a need for a Beishar. Well, what about those that are not Somach to Rishus Rabbim? Why would they need a Beishar? Rabbanon, Zimnin Didachki B'nei Rishus Rabbim V'ayli V'yosu. Sometimes there's overflow from the Rishus Rabbim to the inner locations. That's what we saw in the Rabbeinu Gershom. There was an alleyway that had chatzeros that were set off of the Rishus Rabbim and those that were close to adjacent to the Rishus Rabbim. So even though there are those that are set off of the Rishus Rabbim further in, but sometimes there are crowds. And I don't think that we mentioned it recently, but we had mentioned in the past the Beishar served to protect against Hezek Re'iyah. We saw that on the Beis. And there the Gemara had mentioned that the Hezek Re'iyah of the Rabbim is shiny. Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Lo kol hayoros rius l'choma ela ir, hasmucho l'sfar, sfar is the border. A border city, ruyo l'choma, it needs a wall. Shein hasmucho l'sfar, eino ruyo l'choma. If you have a city that's not on the boundary, not on the national boundary, it doesn't have to defend itself from intruding forces, it doesn't need a wall. V'rabonon, what's their response? Zimnin de mikru v'asi gaisa. That sometimes it happens that foreign troops invade inland, further inland. Hence, all cities require a wall. At the outside of our margin, we have indicated the 1 and 2, Roman rules 1 and 2 in diamonds. The two lishonos here are be'inyan, Al-smach ezu basis goyvin l'choymas ha'ir. On what basis are collections made for the municipal wall? Based on what? How are we kovea? How do we establish the rate that one pays? Bo mine Rabbi Elozer me Rabbi Yochanan kishen goyvin. When collection is made, l'fina fashos goyvin, odilmo l'fi shvach mamon goyvin. Imagine you have a family. Is it paid per head, or is it paid per shvach mamon, per wealth? If it's paid according to wealth, you might have one person living in a house, and he's expected to contribute to the city, to the city wall. He'll pay much more than the poor man. However, if it's an equitable tax, there are different legal expressions that deal with taxation, but that there's the form that's per capita, if you will, then the rich man and poor man would pay the same. Amale, so Rav Yochanan answers, l'fi momon goyfin. It's paid according to income. The Lozer bini kova bo masmeros, and my son Lozer, he established that as a reliable halacha. Iko diamri bo minei Rav Lozer Rav Yochanan kashen goyfin. We're asking the same question, but in a different lashon. When collection is made, lefi kiruv botem hengoven, odilma lefi mamon shvach mamon goven, is payment made according to proximity to the wall? The closer the house is to the wall, the more those people need the protection of the wall. So, is that the standard in which we collect, or is it according to wealth? Amale lefi kiruv botin hengoyven velozer bini kova bo masmeros, the same expressions we saw before, that this is a halacha to be relied on. Let us take a look at the Tosfos toward the bottom. Lefi kiruv botin hengoyven pirush rabbeinu tam venoisnim aniim kroivim yoiser me rechoykin. If you have a poor person, who's closer to the wall, closer to the outskirts of the city, that's closer to the wall, he'll pay more than an ani that's further in. V'chein ashirim kroivim yoiser me'ashirim rechoikim. Avo. Ashirim rechoikim noistim yoiser me'aniim kroivim. However, a rich man who's located further in the city from a poor man who's closer to the wall, the rich inner man will pay more than the poor outer man. Delafishvach momo nami hengovim, because that consideration still plays a role. As we go on in the Gemara, we notice a new marking, the bow tie, and on the side of the Gemara, between the Gemara and the Tosis, there's a 1. Where there's a 1, there must be a 2. And in fact, if your eye skims, you're not going to find the 2 on this Amud, but on Ches Amud Aleph, you will find a number 2. What are we about to see? So we'll take a look at the Noseh and the Mivneh on the outside of our page. The bow tie is around Rabbonim Shetilu Misim Al Talmidei Chachomim, different rabbis that impose taxes on scholars. We have diamonds that are going to appear in the Gemara too. They surround Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan, as you can see in the Gemara itself. Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, Mevi'im Psukim Lohochiach the Rabbonon Lotzrichin Tirusa. They're going to bring Psukim indicating that the rabbis don't need protection, meaning they don't need physical objects to protect them. Ubenigud Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, as opposed to him, Dehitil Hoitzois Choy Masuya or Rabbonon, as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, that imposed taxes on the Rabbonon for protection. This type of discussion has very broad ramifications in general for taxation of scholars. Of course, one has to define what is a Talmud Chacham. And that is something that the Gemara deals with in Masechet Shabbos. There are definitions given to what is a Talmud Chacham. Then the question is, are the definitions of Talmidei Chachamim that are given in Masechet Shabbos, are those definitions applicable for issues of taxation? Those are questions that one would have to analyze at a later point. But suffice it to say, there is some form of eyebrow raising over here that in fact legitimizes a double standard, if you will, a standard for Talmidei Chachamim as opposed to a standard for the common man. What does the Gemara say? Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, this was a grandson of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, one of the leaders of the Jewish people at the early stages of the Amoraic period. Rama de Shura ad Rabbanan. Shura is a wall. It means he placed wall expenses on the Rabbanan that they were expected to pay along with everyone else. Amar le Reish Lakish, Rabbanan lo tzrichin etirusa. Rabbanan don't need watching, they don't need guarding. Dechtiv, esperein mechol yirbun. I will count them and they will be more than the sand. Esperem leman, who's being counted? Ilemolet tzadikim dinefishim ichola. If you think that the counting is referring to the tzadikim and that they would number more than the sand, that's not true. Hashtokul Yisrael ksiv behu. Regarding all of Klal Yisrael, it says kichol asher al sfas hayom. The nation of Israel numbers like the sand. Tzadikim atzmon meichol yirbun. With the tzadikim being more than the sand, I mean, how could that be? The tzadikim are a subcategory of Klal Yisrael. Elohochi komar esperem l'maaseihem shel tzadikim meichol yirbun. I'll count the meisim toifim of tzadikim. And we have not underlined the word maaseihem because that's the focus of what we were looking for. We were looking for what's being counted. And it will turn out to be more than the chol, the kal v'chomer. And from this we can draw a kal v'chomer argument. Uma chol shemuot megin al hayam. Chol, a strip of beach, protects from the sea. The massive seas are protected by a brief strip of sand. Maaseim shel tzadikim shem merubim lo kol shekein shem meginim aleim. The mice, which are more than the sand, all the more will protect them. Ki also the kamei de Rabbi Yochanan Omar lei my time alo temo lei meha. Why didn't you, Reish Lakish, why didn't you cite this pasuk? Ani choima v'shadai kemigdolois. Ani choima zu Torah. V'shadai kemigdolos. Migdolos are like are towers that were, and a fortress has migdolos, has towers, guard towers. And what are the shadai kemigdolos? Elu talmidei chachomim. So the question that's facing us is why did Reish Lakish, why didn't he cite this particular pasuk? The Gemara answers, and with which we'll conclude today's shiur, Reish Lakish sovar lo kidedorash rova. Reish Lakish darshan the pasuk differently, as rova darshans. Ani choma zu knesis Yisrael. As opposed to saying that choma is a reference to Torah, the ani choma is a reference to knesis Yisrael. We'll take a look at Rashi at the top. Zu Knesset Yisrael kulam shavim leinyan choima v'goydrim atzmon miletamea be'oivdei kechavim. We're not talking about the physical wall, but rather all of Yisrael, when it comes to guarding themselves from mixing in with the goyim, from being absorbed into the goyim, Klal Yisrael has proven itself for thousands of years with its ability to maintain its unique identity. And that's the Ani Choma. The Shodai Kemigdolos, apparently, from the simple reading of the Gemara and the understanding of Rashi, could very well be that the way in which Klal Yisrael was able to maintain their unique identity was through the prayer in shuls and the study of Torah. That's the Batei Knesis and Batei Midrashas. But for our purposes and understanding our Gemara, Reish Lakish didn't see in that pasuk Torah and Talmidei Chachamim. He saw Knesset Yisrael and Batei Knesis, Batei Midrashas. Hence, Reish Lakish cited for his pasuk the Esperei Mechol Yirbun as the grounds of not charging Talmidei Chachamim for protection taxes. With that, we conclude today's shiur.